Today with Joseph Prince.
God has taken us straight from the starting point and put us here in the finishing line. And where it's finished, where Jesus says finish, there we start. Today we are seated with Christ far above. Far above all principality that is set high above all nations of the earth. We are set high far above. If it says far is good enough. If it says above by itself is good enough. But no, it says far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the world to come. Can I have a good amen? Christianity doesn't begin with D-O. It begins with D-O-N-E. It begins with done. Finished. We are complete, not going to be complete. Amen. Now, walk in the Spirit. Walk in that completion. Amen. We don't walk to be complete. We walk in that completion.
Today, for the first time ever, you can get Joseph's life-changing book, Reign in Life, as a thank you for your gift of any amount to the ministry. Be encouraged by 90 bite-sized readings with scriptures to meditate on throughout the day, as well as testimonies of people's lives transformed by the grace of God. Discover how you can take a hold of God's wholeness and peace for yourself and begin to live a victorious life of purpose and hope. Respond today, and we will also send you a bonus CD sermon for your gift of any amount. And for a specific gift, you will receive the Forgiven and Free package. Get biblical answers to your questions about the Bible and the gospel of grace, and dive deeper into Jesus' perfect work at Calvary for you.
Wait on the Lord, because all scripture is designed to build you up, to strengthen you, to comfort you. I enjoy seeing believers have their doubts dissolved. Amen. And all the stumbling blocks taken out of the way.
Don't miss out on these powerful resources. Call us toll free at 877-769-5433 or visit us at josephprince.org.
You know, we are increasingly living in dangerous times. The Apostle Paul puts it this way, the Holy Spirit speaketh expressly that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Perilous means danger, danger, the word danger, peril, dangerous times. And isn't it wonderful for us to know that we have a God who watches over us? Amen. Amen. Psalms 91, here it says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Psalms 91 is in the Word of God. You know, when you bring Psalms 91, you tell people that they ask me things like, where do you find God's protection? You know, and I tell them, Psalms 91. And they look at you kind of incredulous. They kind of look as if Psalms 91 is not in the Word of God. But it is, friend. And it tells us we can have protection in every area of life. Even the times of the day, whether it's day or night, it says you should not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Amen. There shall no evil happen to you. Amen. No evil and no plague, no disease will come near your dwelling. You know, in Psalms 91, you have the names of God five times, the number of grace. You have he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, Elyon, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Almighty there is Shaddai. I will say of the Lord, Yahweh, the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, Elohim. So you have four there. And God doesn't stop on a four, number of creation. He stops at a five. Where do you find five? Right at the last verse. With long life will I satisfy him, God says, and will show him my salvation. Show them the verse. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my, in the Hebrew, Yeshua, the name of Jesus. Amen? The name of Jesus, salvation. And then you have three words for dwelling or habitation. You have the first one, he who dwells, and this is a beautiful word. It means sit down. He who dwells, yashav. Yashav means sit down, relax, sit down, be at rest. your dwelling place. Today in Hebrew, they'll say, which moshav are you from? Moshav is the noun of yashav. Which settlement are you from? Which place are you from? All right, moshav, they call that yashav, from the word sit down. Yashav, sit down. Amen. So you have the first word for dwelling. Then it says, there shall no evil, because you have made the Lord, drop down, because you have made the Lord who is my refuge, even the Most High, Elyon, your dwelling place. Now, this dwelling place is the word Ma'on. The Bible tells us that this word Ma'on, dwelling place, is a place of security, a place of safety. The Bible says that David was in the wilderness of Ma'on. And my pastors and I, we have been to the wilderness of Ma'on, where David dwelt there. And Saul, when he was hunting down David to kill him, he came so close to David in the wilderness of Ma'on, in a mountain range called Sela HaMalekot, which is the Rock of Division. Now, my pastors and I, we climbed that mountain where you have a steep drop on one side and the other side goes into a valley. Now, the Bible says that David was going on this side of the valley, and Saul and his army, all right, they got wind of the fact that David was in that area, and they were coming on this side, which means they will finally merge, they'll meet. And Saul is out to kill David. So David, unwittingly, not knowing that danger was on the other side, he was in the wilderness of Ma'on, and Saul and his army was coming here right before, and we were on top of that mountain. So when Saul came on this side, David came on this side, and they're about to meet. The Bible says David was just praising the Lord. And David says to us now, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, your dwelling place, your Ma'on, your dwelling place, a place of safety. Right before they met, a messenger came to Saul saying that there's an attack launched by the Philistines against our people. And Saul and his army left, not knowing that David was on the other side. Amen. How many of you know that we praise God for the protection and for the deliverance that He gives us that we are aware of? But many a times, the Lord has protected us more than we know. The Lord has delivered us more than we can tell. Amen. Just before we arrive to the danger, you know, we thank God when we are in trouble, He delivers us out of it, then we praise Him. But for those troubles we never got into, we don't praise Him for it. So there's every reason to praise the Lord. Come on, shout His praises. Hallelujah. Every reason to praise the Lord. Even for things you do not know yet, for things that He's doing behind the scene. Amen? Now, the Bible says, he who sits in the secret place of the Most High, we begin there, all right? In fact, this message came about when the Lord spoke to my heart, these words, if you find your position, you will find your possession. Amen. Position before possession. Now, some of us, we are looking to possess something, and the theme of this year is possessing your possessions. All right, we think that if we can just possess that, all right, possess that, you know, I'll be fine. And we go about it after the flesh. Now, when I say after the flesh, let me explain to you, because this phrase has been so misunderstood. Let me quote from the scriptures in Galatians chapter 4. Tell me, you that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid and the other by a free woman. The bondmaid, we know it's Hagar. She brought forth who? Ishmael. And the free woman, the lawful wife, is Sarah. And Sarah brought forth Isaac. Then it says, he who was of the bondwoman, the slave girl, Hagar, he was of the bondwoman, was born after the flesh. What does that mean? That means he was brought forth naturally with human strength. Abraham was still virile. Abraham was still young, relatively, at the time. All right? And he sired the child through his own flesh. In other words, he was born after the flesh. But he of the free woman of grace of Sarah was born after promise, which things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants. Law, effort, human effort, grace, God's promise. Not our effort, which means we sit down, we rest. God does the work. Actually, the flesh produces instant results because Sarah, grace, was so slow in bearing fruit, it seems to us, by all natural calculations, it seems like it took a long time for grace, for Sarah, to produce fruit. But when Abraham went to the slave girl, Hagar, she produced Ishmael straight away. But herein lies the difference. If you wait on the Lord, if you trust the Lord, the quality of what you produce will be different.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Amen.
If you do it after the flesh, it'll be limited and confined by the flesh. But if it's by the Spirit, it'll be limited, quote unquote, to the limitless, inexhaustible supply of the Spirit. And we all know that Isaac proved to be greater than Ishmael in every sense of the word. And he received the, because it goes on to say, the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. Can I have a good amen?
Amen.
Now, we have this idea that Christianity is like this, right? One day, we start off like this, we got born again, praise the Lord, but we are born again to start a journey, okay? And one day, we reach the finishing line. Now, this is religion, people. What God has done, actually, is not even this natural after the flesh things. Let me just blow your mind a little bit, okay? God has taken us straight from the starting point and put us here in the finishing line. And where it's finished, where Jesus says finish, there we start.
Amen.
This is our position. Colossians 2, you are complete in Him who is the head of all principality and power. You are complete in Christ. So in other words, we think that our Christian walk is a walk where one day we'll achieve completion in Christ. But God is saying, no, the moment you are born again, you are complete in Christ. Now, our understanding is playing catch up. Doesn't change the fact that you are complete in Christ. If you look up the word complete here in the Greek, it is the word pleru. And pleru, the first meaning is liberally supplied.
Amen.
Liberally supplied. So right now you are in this place, complete in Christ. There's nothing that you need. You are complete in Christ. You lack for nothing. The Bible doesn't say you will be complete one day. It says you are complete in Him, in Christ, who is the head of all principality and power. Amen. You are complete. But Pastor Prince, you don't understand. I have this symptom in my body. Then that calls for what? A realization that you are complete in Christ. So this is a lying symptom. I'm liberally supplied with healing and health. I have it now. I'm not trying to get it. So there's a world of difference between this posture, this position of knowing and resting and sitting down. I'm complete in Christ. And this pain is trying to tell me I'm not, but I already am. So this is a lying symptom and I reject it. And I don't care how long it is, I'll outlast this symptom. Because God's truth is the truest reality, the greatest reality there is. Can I have a good amen, people? It makes a world of difference compared to this than this posture of, oh no, I'm attacked in my body, but I know there's healing available for me and I'm going to get this healing, all right? I'm going to do my best to get this healing, amen. And you can even take communion to receive healing as opposed to you're taking communion, but it's just bread and a cup, amen. It doesn't transmute into the real body of Jesus. There's a dangerous teaching there, all right? But you must understand this, you're already healed. I'm taking it to declare my faith. To proclaim, I'm already healed. It's a world of difference compared to, I'm trying to be healed. This produces stress and strife. This produces rest and peace. Can I have a good amen? When you find your position, you find your possession. Your position is your possession. Even under law in the Old Testament, all right, before I come to the Old Testament, I'm going to finish the dwelling in Psalms 91. Then we have this, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. Come near your dwelling. Yes, Lord. Amen. Now, your dwelling is a different word here. So you have Yashav, he who dwells in secret place. You have Ma'on, the place of safety. Now you have your tent. This word in the Hebrew is ohel, which is a tent, a nomadic tent. In other words, your family. No plague will come near your family. No evil will befall you. No plague will come near your dwelling, your ohel, your tent. Your entire family is under this. No plague. The Lord just said this to my heart. There's someone here watching this right now. You have been plagued by this idea that you might get a stroke one day. For some reason, this fear has come into your heart. I don't know who you are, but this fear has come into your heart. Let me tell you this. I've thought on Psalms 91 so many times, but for the first time I look up the word, maybe not the first time, but first time it registered with me, that this word plague, no plague will come near your dwelling, in the Hebrew is the word stroke. Wow. No stroke will come near your family. Amen. No stroke will come near. Receive that in Jesus' name. Amen. Can I have a good amen? Now, even under law, back under law, God says, if you keep all my commandments, all right, and you do them, which no one can, the Bible says, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. The moment you start on the ground that you are justified by the law or you can receive your blessings on the law, you're under the curse. Why? You must continue in all things and no one can. So by the same token, the moment you take a position on the grounds of receiving the blessing by keeping the law, you're under the curse because you must keep all or else you come under the curse. And the law is no respecter of persons. Okay, but grace, the Bible says the law is not of faith, but we are justified by faith. Amen? But even then, in the Old Testament, God says, if you keep all my commandments, all right, if you keep all my commandments, and God knew they can't, but there's a promise to come, God says, I'll set you high above. God will set you high above. High above. God will set you high. Position before blessing. Position before possession. I'll set you high above, and all this blessing shall come upon you and overtake you. The Lord will set you high above, and all this blessing shall come upon you and overtake you. So before all the blessings come upon you and overtake you, the Lord will give you a position. Amen. Do you know that their dream is our reality? Today we are seated with Christ far above. Yes. Far above all principality. That is set high above all nations of the earth. We are set high, far above. If it says far is good enough. If it says above by itself is good enough. But no, it says far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the world to come. Can I have a good amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says we start here. Christianity doesn't begin with D-O-N-E. D-O. It begins with D-O-N-E. It begins with done. Finish. We are complete, not going to be complete. Amen. Now, walk in the Spirit. Walk in that completion. Amen. We don't walk to be complete. We walk in that completion. Can I have a good amen? So you come with a sense that you're full, that you're filled. You don't come with a sense of emptiness. And this is what it all comes down to, the practical part, okay? You need to remember that before you go out in to face the affairs of life and the fight of life every single day, you need to spend time with the daily devotional Joseph Prince. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. I recommend that because I know what I wrote, okay? So you need to spend time feeling, all right? Now, I'm careful about using the word feeling. But when feelings come, celebrate them. But we live by faith. But God wants you to feel secure. You are seated with Christ. Never leave the house feeling vulnerable. And all the media today, all right, the bad news and all that in the media today and everything that you read in the magazines and papers and all, what the world is coming to and all that, leaves you a feeling of feeling vulnerable, feeling unprotected, feeling like something bad can happen anytime to me or to my family. That feeling is not from God. God wants you to leave your house, right, feeling loved, totally loved, seated with Christ, completely protected, liberally supplied, highly favored. You are in that place. Now, being conscious of who you are and where you are seated, you go out and face the affairs of life. Even a simple thing like correcting your children, for example, all right, you can come with a sense of emptiness, a sense of like, I've got to do this. And you're doing it after the flesh and the result is never good. Amen. But if you come with a feeling that I'm loved, but I need to correct my son on this, all right? You come with a sense of God is with you. Amen. You're not alone. Praise the Lord. And you come and correct him in that spirit, it's going to be good. Are you listening? Phew. Say the Lord. Let's digest for a while. So those that are planted in the house of the Lord, those who are seated with Christ, you start there. Those are the ones that flourish outside in the courts of our God. Psalms 92, we saw Psalms 91. This Psalms 92, it says, those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. When you watch television, when you watch or you read the news and all that, whatever means you're using on your smartphone or whatever, if you watch for too long and you start feeling like you're vulnerable, your family is vulnerable, that's the time to stop and remind yourself of your position. Amen. And the devil come and whisper, well, that happened to so-and-so. It can happen to you. That happened to so-and-so. It can happen to you. That's the time you must quote Psalms 91, where it says, 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Amen. Quote that. 1,000 can fall at my side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Amen. What's going to happen when you take this place? You plant yourself in this place. I refuse to be removed from this place where I know that I'm highly favored, totally loved, liberally supplied, completely protected. What's going to happen to you? The Bible says, they shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. Let me tell you this. Your age can be old age. Doesn't mean you have to be. In fact, if the word old age is not there, we might think, of course, they are bearing fruit and they are fresh and flourishing because they are young. So thank God the word old age is there. In other words, I won't tell you what's the old age. When I was 15, I thought 30 was very old. Now, I think something ahead is very old. All right, it always goes further and further, you know. All right, but listen, the age is old, but the person is not. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. Real quick, I don't like the English here because it doesn't bring across the Hebrew. The Hebrew says fresh is the word dashen. Flourishing is ra'anan. And the dashen means full of sap. The tree is full of sap. You know, it's not dried up. It is not like a withered prune. It's not withered and dry. No sap. Literally in the Hebrew, dashen, full of sap. And the word flourishing, ra'anan, look out in your Hebrew. Literally it says green leaf. Green leaf. Your leaf is perennially green. We are evergreen, people. We are evergreen. Because in heaven one day, we'll see that old age was not God's plan. Because everyone in heaven is young. The angels are young. Remember when they saw the disciples saw the angels at Jesus' tomb? The Bible says they look like young men. Even God the Father is young. No one is old in heaven. So why not start here? You can be full of sap. Full of sap. Evergreen. Smile, neighbor, and talking about me again. And for what purpose? For what purpose? For our own honor? No, to show, to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock and there's no unrighteousness in him. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Today, for the first time ever, you can get Joseph's life-changing book, Reign in Life, as a thank you for your gift of any amount to the ministry. Be encouraged by 90 bite-sized readings with scriptures to meditate on throughout the day, as well as testimonies of people's lives transformed by the grace of God. Discover how you can take a hold of God's wholeness and peace for yourself and begin to live a victorious life of purpose and hope. Respond today, and we will also send you a bonus CD sermon for your gift of any amount. And for a specific gift, you will receive the Forgiven and Free package. Get biblical answers to your questions about the Bible and the gospel of grace and dive deeper into Jesus' perfect work at Calvary for you.
Wait on the Lord because all scripture is designed to build you up, to strengthen you, to comfort you. I enjoy seeing believers have their doubts dissolved. Amen. And all the stumbling blocks taken out of the way.
Don't miss out on these powerful resources. Call us toll-free at 877-769-5433 or visit us at josephprince.org.
As you worship the Lord, God fights your battles. Worship in Greek is pros, Kunio. Pros is to come close. Kunio, kiss. When we worship God, we are coming close to God to kiss.
I believe that there is a corporate anointing whenever we come together to worship the Lord as the body of Christ, even online. So if you're looking to be part of a community of grace believers, join us for service every Sunday. God bless you, and I'll see you online for church this weekend.
Join our digital service every Sunday at graceravonline.com.
If you are anxious and fearful about something today, maybe you are worried about your health or about your children's safety, I would like to pray the Lord's protection over you and your loved ones right now. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that your divine protection be upon everyone under the sound of my voice. Keep them and their families safe. Father, in Jesus' name, preserve and protect and keep them from every danger, from every harm, from terror, from tragedy, and from all the powers of darkness. Protect them, Father, from every infection, from every disease. No plague, no COVID-19 virus will come near them, and no evil shall befall them, for you give your angels charge over them to keep them in all their ways. Through the blood of Jesus, protect them from everything that would hurt and destroy them and their families. Right now, Father, uproot every fear in their hearts. Let your love, your perfect love, and your peace guard their hearts and minds in Jesus' name. Amen. Now just receive His protection for you and your family right now and start to feel secure in Christ. My friend, I encourage you to keep tuning into our broadcasts. You can watch our program online at josephprince.tv. It is a great way to consume the gospel and fill your heart with the promises of God. And with josephprince.tv, you can watch our broadcast on all your devices 24/7. Sign up for an account today, and we'll send you an encouraging teaching resource as my gift to you. God bless you.
Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501(c)(3) nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.